It's Thursday, September 5, 2024.
Communities downstate are experiencing even higher humidity, and it's all thanks to the corn.
Most humid summer on record in the United States, intensified by Midwestern corn sweat.
What?
August 2024 was the hottest August on record globally. Plus, Brazil's Amazon rainforest saw a record number of wildfires in August.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
If you think it's muggy here, be glad you're not in Central Illinois.
I'm always glad I'm not in Central Illinois. Oh, inappropriate Central Illinois slam. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I feel I owe an apology to Central Illinois. I actually spent quite a bit of my childhood out there, and yeah, it's really muggy and horrible, but other than that, a delightful place.
Oh, glad to hear it.
Yes.
Unfortunately, summer ain't over yet.
Oh.
An extreme heat wave is now striking across the western U.S. So no one should be surprised that August 2024 has effectively tied 2023 as the hottest August globally since record-keeping began in the mid-1800s.
I'm surprised.
That's according to Europe's climate service, Copernicus. 2024 is now virtually certain to clock in as the hottest year on record.
A broken clock.
All that global heat has intensified wild weather across the entire planet, from torrential rains and floods to record-shattering extreme heat and wildfires. In Brazil, even though deforestation of the Amazon rainforest has dropped dramatically with the election of President Lula, sadly, the region just recorded a record number of wildfires in August, according to government data, due to the heat and a record persistent drought that has reduced Amazon River flows.
You can't win in Brazil. Next thing you know, they'll be cutting off Twitter down there.
Scientists at the World Weather Attribution Service found that human-caused climate change supercharged unprecedented wildfires across Brazil's Pantanal wetlands, making the fires 4 to 5 times more likely. And if this summer felt hotter than normal, you're right. Preliminary data indicate that 2024 was likely the most humid summer ever recorded globally. Sweltering conditions pushed the heat close to the limits of human survivability in some countries. Scientists say the observed long-term increase in humid heat is driven by man-made climate change because a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture.
Go figure.
The U.S. this summer saw heat waves every week, and large parts of the nation notched their hottest summer on record, including Phoenix and Las Vegas. The intense heat also fueled torrential rains and floods, like the deadly flash floods that swept through the Grand Canyon last week and floods in Texas this week. And Phoenix is not done yet. Phoenix is setting a new heat record every single day, with temperatures at or above 100 degrees for more than 100 days straight and counting, with no end currently in sight, according to the National Weather Service.
Impressive. Horrible, but impressive.
And more than 55 of those days have been above 110 degrees, itself also a record. It's by far the longest streak on record for Phoenix, nearly a month longer than the previous streak set back in 1993. Soaring late summer temperatures have prompted some Midwestern schools to close early or cancel sports practices. Also in the Midwest, corn sweat is making the humidity even worse.
What the hell is corn sweat?
Well, corn sweat is literally corn plants cooling themselves by releasing water vapor into the air through evaporation, intensifying local humidity.
I grew up in the Midwest around a whole lot of corn. I never heard of corn sweat.
And now you have. Agriculture scientists say as temperatures rise due to climate change, 90 million acres of corn across the country will pump out even more corn sweat, adding to the steamy misery. Ironically, more than 40% of corn grown in the United States is turned into biofuels, which also contribute to planet warming emissions. And as many climate scientists have repeatedly noted, summer 2024 is likely to be the coolest summer of the rest of our lives globally.
So you tell us all this horrible stuff about how hot it is, and you say this is going to be the coolest ever?
Yes, but there is a bright spot of better news.
Good.
Nearly all new power plants built in the United States this year are zero carbon. That is a new record. An analysis of federal government data found that 97% of new generation capacity built this year is carbon-free solar, battery storage, wind, and nuclear projects, and 80% of that is just solar and batteries.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
The researchers say, however, that power sector emissions are not falling fast enough in the U.S., and the pace of deployment needs to accelerate.
Thanks, Joe Biden. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Thanks for all the lovely delight I found in your embrace. I'm thankful, though I know it's ending all too soon. And thanks for unforgettable